We're going to hear a bit more now about Michael Sam and his decision to come out ahead of the NFL draft. Sam and his agents carefully crafted their coming out strategy with a small team. It included journalist and advocate Sid Ziegler. He's editor and co-founder of Outsports.com. That's a website dedicated to covering LGBT athletes. Mr. Ziegler, welcome to the program.
Well, thanks for having me.
And you write that Michael Sam came out to his teammates at Missouri last summer. How did he do that? And in the end, how big a secret was this? Or was it something that a lot of people already knew?
Yeah, it was kind of a spur-of-the-moment thing. The team was coming back from break, and the coaches wanted to have kind of a get-to-know-you icebreaker. So they brought the team in and asked guys to share things that they didn't think the rest of the team knew about them. And Michael thought about it, and he said, well, I guess this is as good a time as any. So he stood up and said, some of you might know, but probably most of you don't know that I'm gay. And he said they all embraced him, and the team obviously went on to a fantastic season, as did he individually.
Well, timing was key here, the decision of Michael Sam deciding to come out before the NFL draft. Why did you land there? Why not wait and not potentially risk hurting his chances of being drafted?
Well, there were a couple things. First, as far as before, after the draft, Michael wanted to go to a team that wanted him. And he had been out to his team, and he did not feel like going back in the closet. The other piece was that because various media entities knew, and so many scouts knew, they knew it wasn't going to, somebody would talk between now and the draft, and they figured we might as well own it and do it now.
Well, I want to ask you about the reaction that's been coming in, a lot of it anonymously, from NFL executives. They're quoted as saying in Sports Illustrated that Michael Sam's draft prospects have sunk. One NFL scout says, look, locker rooms are stuck in the 50s. Do you think there will be a backlash?
Anybody who said that should resign. You know, the National Football League teams are in the business to make it to the biggest media circus in the world, that is the Super Bowl. And if a general manager cannot find a way to keep his team focused on that instead of distracted by some cameras or questions about the sexual orientation of a player, then he's not doing his job.
Sid, you describe in your story a coming out party that was held over the weekend for Michael Sam at his publicist's house in L.A., and you were there along with what sounds like a who's who of out gay athletes. One of them is the former NFL running back Dave Cope. He came out in 1975, but a number of other players, all of whom though came out after their professional careers were over. And I wonder what those conversations were like between those athletes and Michael Sam, talking about the culture then and now.
I think the biggest thing was support, that they wanted Michael to know that he has a support structure there for him that they did not have. And it was also pretty special watching Dave Cope and Michael Sam kind of take a few moments together. And they each represent the first in the NFL, the first former player to come out, and now the first soon-to-be active player to come out. And it was neat to kind of watch those two corners of history just steal a few moments in the corner by themselves.
You have a line in your piece. You're quoting Michael Sam's publicist, Howard Bragman, saying, Michael is a football player, not an activist. What are the implications of that?
Michael's activism is simply stepping foot into an NFL locker room and on a football field. Nobody's done it before. He needs to focus on football. He needs to get on the team. In a year, 2 years from now, once he's established and he has a career going, then that's another issue. But right now, his greatest activism is simply doing the best he possibly can on an NFL football field.
In the end, do you think that Michael Sam has hurt his draft chances by coming out beforehand?
No. People talking about him not being drafted is not even a possibility. That's totally ridiculous. And if somehow the impossible happened, I think that he would have a lawsuit on his hands, an anti-discrimination lawsuit, and the NFL would have a lot of explaining to do.
Sid Ziegler is editor and co-founder of Outsports.com. Sid, thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you for talking about it.
This is NPR News.